Today, I want to show you how easy and important it is to create a budget for your restaurant.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And like I said earlier, today I want to show you how easy it is and important it is to create and have an operating budget in your restaurant. Without a budget, imagine shooting a rifle into just a barrel, a stack of hay. Yeah, it's fun. You just fire the trigger and you see a little piece of hay go off, but that's a hobby. If you want to get improvement, if you want to become a great hunter and you have to be able to hit a target, then you need to put a target out on that hay. And you know, when you fire your rifle, you'll know if you're low or if you're high or if you're left or if you're right. In your restaurant, it's kind of the same thing. If you're not measuring stuff and if you're not measuring against a target, against a budget, then you're just kind of treating it like a hobby. Let's be honest here. It's something that you're doing for fun, but you're not taking it serious. You're not digging into this as a business, because if you were, then you would know what your target is, and then you would know, are you on track or are you off track of that target? You know, I play a lot of golf, and the more I've been playing over the last year or so, my game hasn't been improving. And about 6 months ago, I started playing golf with a guy at our club who is a very good golfer. He actually almost turned pro. And a couple months ago, I said to him, I said, you know, my game's just not getting any better. And he says, I know. And I said, what do you mean you know? He goes, well, anytime I ask you questions about your game, like how many putts you make from a certain distance or your shot percentage from a certain distance or how close to the pin from a certain distance, he's like, you're kind of guessing, you don't know. He's like, you got to keep track of your stats. Once you know your stats, then you have to set a goal for every round of golf. And when you play that round of golf, you have to review your stats against your goal, either on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, whatever it is. Then you know if you're improving. And if you're not improving in a certain category, then you know you have to work on that and spend some extra time in that category. Well, I started keeping track of a few key stats, and my game started getting a lot better, just the effort of keeping track. So let's go inside my computer and let me show you how easy it is to create a budget and what that information is going to mean to the profitability of your restaurant. All right, now I just quickly want to show you how simple it is to create a budget in your restaurant. If all you're going to do is track your food costs and your labor costs just that simply, then literally on a piece of paper, write down what you're going to do in sales for the month and then what your target cost of goods sold is in each category. So let's say you're going to do $100,000 in sales next month and you want to have a 30% food cost and a 30% labor cost. Well, then 30% of $100,000 is $30,000. So for your food cost, you can't spend more than $30,000 on food or you're going to miss your food costs. So just track your food purchases as you go throughout the month and make sure that you don't spend more than 30. Same thing for labor. When you create your schedules, use some kind of a costed schedule to make sure that you don't go more than $30,000. And then you're going to stay on budget. You're going to hit your prime costs and everything's going to be great. But for most of you, you don't really have an easy and efficient way to do that. It's great to just write down the numbers on a piece of paper, but there's no way for you to really track your purchases and track your labor. So I want to quickly show you in the software that I've created here how you could really easily create this budget. You just put in your target sales for the month. So let's say it's $50,000. And let's say that food represents 50% of your sales and you have a target food cost of 28%. Let's say that draft beer represents 10% of your sales and draft beer has a target cost of goods sold of 18%. Bottle beer, let's just use easy numbers, represents 10%, and you have a cost of goods sold of 24%. Let's say that wine, 10% again, and you have a cost of goods sold on wine of 33%, and then liquor represents that last 20% of sales with a pour cost, the liquor cost of, let's go back to, let's just say 19% is your target. Well, now you can see your total cost of goods sold is going to be approximately 25% if you hit these numbers. And now what we can do is once we save this budget, now we can come over here to this dashboard. And then as we enter in sales and purchases on a daily basis, this is going to tell us how we're doing on our target in each category. It's going to actually give us a bunch of different reports here so we can see how we're doing. Again, the purpose of this video is just to kind of express to you, one, how important a budget is, and two, lets you know that if you've wanted to create a budget, but you haven't really had the right tools, or you just haven't quite figured out how to do it, that we have a tool available. If you're interested in taking a look at this software a little further, somewhere below this video or on this video, there'll be a button that you can click to learn more about it. I hope that this was helpful for you. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.